More than 800 Walmart workers in Wisconsin rely on government help to pay their health care bills. Some lawmakers think taxpayers shouldn't have to pick up the tab. Therese Brousseau is a Madison representative sponsoring one of several Democratic proposals designed to reduce corporate reliance on government health programs like Badger Care.
Badger Care program was never designed to take care of the health care costs for people who work for large, wealthy corporations.
Employees at Walmart generally make between $8 and $10 an hour. A national study by the AFL-CIO showed Walmart workers paid up to 47% of the total cost of a company health plan. Since then, pressure from labor and consumer groups has prompted changes at Walmart. Company spokesperson Nate Hurst.
Every associate, both full and part-time, can become eligible for plans that cost less than $25 per month for individuals and $37 per month for a single parent and a child.
Walmart critics like Wisconsin Citizen Action say high deductibles still prevent many employees from getting company insurance. Walmart has tried to cut employee health costs in other ways, for instance, changing how part-time status is defined or suggesting a way to weed out employees who might utilize health care the most, something which came out in a leaked memo. The AFL-CIO is organizing a nationwide initiative called Fair Share Healthcare. Naomi Walker is a spokesperson for the national union.
Walmart is one of the companies that has been disproportionately shifting workers onto state-funded health care. 19 states last year released reports disclosing which companies were doing this, and in all except for one state, Walmart was at the top of the list.
30 states, including Wisconsin, have legislation trying to get large employers like Walmart to insure more workers. Companies that don't increase health care spending would be required to reimburse the state for providing medical care for the company's employees. Only Maryland's legislature has passed such a bill. The governor there vetoed it. Now lawmakers are trying to override. The Wisconsin legislation faces opposition from business groups and a Republican-controlled legislature. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.